Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today we shall join a very much worried Clark Kent and Perry White, for Lois Lane has been accused of murder. But before we get the details, let's join Dan McCullough and his pal, Eddie.
Say, Dan, I've got an idea.
Yeah?
You remember the old game where I think of something and then you ask me questions and guess what it is?
Sure, Eddie, why?
Well, let's play that game. Only let's make it about those insignia and warplane buttons I'm collecting. The ones from packages of Kellogg's Pep.
Okay, you want to start?
All right. I'm thinking of something that's red and blue and yellow and black and white.
Oh, that's one of those insignia buttons, all right, with all those colors. Let's see, is it a picture of a bird?
No. Nope.
A bomb?
No. Nope.
An animal?
Well, yeah, an animal.
Well, that gives me something to start on. Now, is it one of the second series of buttons?
Right.
Let's see, an animal. Is it a bear?
Nope.
Hey, this is getting tough. A dog?
Guess again.
I know, a tiger.
Oh, you guessed it. But I'll bet you can't tell me which squadron that insignia belongs to.
Oh, that's easy, Eddie. It's Marine Fighter Squadron VMF 224. And like the other buttons in this swell second series, it's a honey. Clear, brilliant colors, sharp outlines. Why, you can even see the tough expression in the tiger's eyes and the rings around his tail. He's all dressed up, too, with a cap and a sweat jersey and boxing gloves. Yes, sir, these insignia buttons are just about the classiest looking things you ever saw. And they're so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. You just make sure Mother gets you a package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Then, inside you'll find a prize, an exciting insignia or warplane button. There's a button in every package. And it's a prize for you from P.E.P. Pep. Made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Discovering the almost uncanny resemblance between Lois Lane and Dixie Lamar, member of a crooked confidence ring and wanted for the murder of a federal agent, Dr. Bly, cunning leader of the ring, evolved a plan whereby Lois could be made to face the murder charge in place of Dixie. Drugged and dressed in Dixie's clothes, Lois was left at the Red Devil Cafe, a notorious dive. There, the police, tipped off by Dr. Bly, found her and arrested her. As we continue now, Clark Kent and Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet, are at the city jail, waiting in the warden's office for Inspector Henderson, chief of the Metropolis Police Department. White is almost beside himself with rage. Listen.
I'll tell you, Kent, this is an outrage. I'll sue the city for $100 million.
Now, wait a minute.
I'll get the mayor impeached. I'll have Henderson kicked out on his ear.
You can't.
I'll spread this across the front page of the Planet, and I'll buy space in all the competing papers to tell the people of the city.
Now, look,
what a stupid, addle-pated, flea-brained, half-baked police department we have.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
You won't be able to do any of those things.
Why not? Who's going to stop me?
If you don't calm down, you'll have a heart attack. Then what?
It'll serve him right. What am I saying?
Well, that's it. We've got to be careful. We can't lose our heads. We've got to know what we're saying.
No, just wait till Henderson shows up. Yes, you wait. I'll know what I'm saying, and I'm going to say plenty.
Is he still with Lois?
Yes, and the district attorney. Another pumpkin-headed nincompoop.
What did Henderson tell you?
He didn't tell me anything. I haven't seen the fat fool yet. All I know is what came over the teletype. And when Beanie brought it into my office, you could have feathered me with a floor. I mean, floored me with a feather.
What did it say?
What did it say?
Yes.
That Lois was arrested 3 hours ago. And you know where?
Where?
The Red Devil Cafe.
What?
One of the lowest, cheapest dives in the city. Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
Well, it makes sense to these half-witted policemen I pay good taxes to support. The Red Devil Cafe. Not only that, but they claim she was drunk.
Drunk? Oh, I don't believe it.
Oh, you don't believe
it. No.
And who are you? Do you wear brass buttons and a blue coat and a hat with a lot of gold spinach on it? And do you lead the parade down Main Street on the 4th of July?
No, but what's
is that... your name Inspector Henderson? And do you get $15,000 a year to solve crimes?
No.
Then
but...
who are you not to believe it?
Oh, I see. You're being sarcastic.
I'm being sarcastic? Perish the thought.
This is no time for comedy, Chief.
Comedy?
What about the murder charge? What's the story on that?
It isn't a story. It's a pipe dream. They say Lois was leading a double life.
Huh?
Half the time, she was a respectable newspaper reporter, and the other half, she was Dixie Lamar, a confidence woman wanted for the murder of a federal agent.
What?
I thought this was no time for comedy.
Well, I can't help it, Chief. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you won't find the rest so funny.
Why, what do you mean?
Three reliable witnesses have already identified Lois as the girl who shot the federal agent in the lobby of the Burton Arms Hotel.
You're kidding.
Well, that's what the teletype said. And not only that, but when the police picked Lois up tonight at the Red Devil, she was wearing the same clothes that this Dixie Lamar wore when she killed the agent. A red dress, imitation pearls, and a mink coat.
Well, Lois never owned a mink coat. It's all a mistake.
A mistake?
Yeah.
You call it a mistake. I call it gross miscarriage of justice. A crime against personal liberty. Where is that Henderson? Open the door!
Take it easy.
How long do you think we're going to remain locked up in here?
Now, wait.
Open it, I said.
That won't get you anywhere, Chief.
Don't tell me what it'll get me or what it won't get me.
Well, it's...
Who do they think I am? Locking me up in this room and leaving me here. Am I a criminal?
No, it isn't that.
Turn the door!
Wait a minute, Chief.
Open the door! You'll be walking a feet out of the woods before I'm telling you.
Chief, the veins are popping out on your neck.
Let them pop. Open the door! What's that?
The phone.
I'll take it. Hello? Who? Oh, you want Inspector Henderson, do you? Well, mister, so do I. And if you see him before I do, you tell him that Perry White says he's an empty-headed flatfoot.
Please be careful. You don't
yes,
know
I said flatfoot. F-L-A-T-foot. Goodbye. He wants Inspector Henderson. I've been waiting 2.5 hours, and he wants it.
Eddie, Steve.
Oh, Kent, I'm warning you unless...
Someone's unlocking the door.
I'm sorry to keep you gentlemen waiting.
You'll be sorrier before I'm through.
I suggest that you take it easy, Mr. White.
Yeah, that's the trouble. That's exactly the trouble.
What's the trouble?
Everyone telling me to take it easy. Everyone telling me to relax. Everyone telling me to watch my blood pressure.
Well, it's not a bad idea.
Sure, sure. And when I do, what happens? Now, look here, Henderson. Unless Lois Lane is released from that cell within 20 minutes, I'll...
You'll what?
I'll go to the mayor.
That won't help you, Mr. White. We think we have an open and shut case here. We're proceeding along that line.
What do you mean, open and shut, Inspector?
I can't tell you, Kent. Not until the DA prepares his report to the grand jury.
Oh, you can't, eh?
Chief, please. Now, look, Inspector, we've cooperated with the police department on any number of occasions.
That's true, Kent,
and
but...
the least you can do is tell us what you think you've got against Lois.
Well, all right. But I warn you, it's going to be hard to take. However, if you want it, I'll give it to you. Sit down.
Pulling chairs up to the desk, Clark Kent and Perry White anxiously await Henderson's story of the murder charge pending against Lois Lane. How far has the wily Dr. Bly gone to involve Lois? We'll know in a moment when we return to the warden's office at the city prison. But first, here again is your announcer.
Next time it's too rainy for you to be out of doors, here's an idea for what to do. Get out your collection of insignia and warplane buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And see how close you are to having all the buttons in both the first and the second series. Why, you'll probably make up your mind to eat more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal so you can get more prizes. Then you might see how many of those insignia you can identify, like Marine Bombing Squadron 433, for example. You can remember that with a red dragon with two tails riding a bomb and firing a machine gun. By the time you get through, you'll be mighty proud of your collection, believe me. Because, you see, these buttons really are smart-looking. The colors are clear and bright and sharp, really stand out against the sparkling white background. And they're made of metal, so they'll last indefinitely. Now, if anyone should ask you how you got those swell buttons, tell them it's easy. You don't send in a single penny. No, sir, not even a box stop. And you don't buy them. You just ask Mom to get a package or two of Kellogg's Pep. Then, look inside for your exciting prize. A brilliant insignia or warplane button. There's a button in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Inspector Henderson has consented to tell Clark Kent and Perry White the nature of the evidence against Lois Lane. Evidence that points to Lois as a murderess. Anxiously, Kent and the gray-haired editor lean forward in their chairs as Henderson begins his recital.
Well, in the first place, gentlemen... three completely reliable witnesses have identified Miss Lane as the girl who shot and killed the federal agent in the Burton Arms Hotel lobby.
Who are they?
The desk clerk, an elevator operator,
and a permanent guest at the hotel.
A well-known Metropolis businessman.
Rubbish.
Now, wait a minute. Let him finish, Chief.
Thank you, Kent. In the second place, the murder gun was found less than an hour ago, and it bore Miss Lane's fingerprints.
What?
Where was it found?
In a bureau drawer in Miss Lane's apartment.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
No? Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. White. How much did Miss Lane earn as a reporter on the Daily Planet?
That's none of your business.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to make it my business.
Why do you ask, Inspector?
You'll see in a moment. Well, Mr. White?
$90 a week. And a bonus, of course.
How large a bonus?
$1,000.
Did she have any other source of income?
How should I know?
I don't think so, Inspector.
Then perhaps you can explain how Miss Lane happened to be wearing a $3,000 mink coat and...
Sure. Why not?
Now, wait a minute. And how, earning $90 a week, she managed to save $60,000, which we located in a safe deposit box registered under the name Dixie Lamar.
How do you know it was her safe deposit box?
We found the key to it in her apartment.
Kent, what is this?
I told you it was going to be hard to take.
We haven't taken it yet, Inspector, not by a long shot.
Do you want the clincher?
Now, before you tell us anything else, what's the connection between Lois Lane and this Dixie Lamar?
They're one and the same person. Miss Lane evidently led a double life.
Oh.
As Dixie Lamar, he was a member of the Bly Gang.
The what?
The Bly Gang. Fake oil stock peddlers and confidence men.
Lois Lane? Are you crazy?
Inspector, you don't really believe that Miss Lane was mixed up with a gang of confidence men?
In this police business, Kent, you believe only what you see and no more.
But look, isn't it logical to assume that... Well, if she really had $60,000 and could afford mink coats, she wouldn't be working 8 hours a day at the Daily Planet for $90 a week.
Oh, that was a front, a blind.
If anyone's blind, you are, Henderson.
Yes?
Lois Lane never stole a penny in her life. Lois Lane never led a double life. Lois Lane is Lois Lane, and that's all.
How come, then, we found telegrams in her apartment addressed to Dixie Lamar? Telegrams from Ace Scarlatti, one of the most notorious gangsters in Chicago. A man wanted for 5 murders and a dozen criminal code violations.
Where is Scarlatti? I'll bring him here and let Lois face him.
We'd like to do that, Kent, but unfortunately, it's too late.
Huh?
What do you mean, too late?
Scarlatti was shot and killed in a gang fight 3 weeks ago.
What?
Oh, that's bad.
Kent, is this a bad dream? Am I hearing these things, or am I imagining?
I'm afraid you're hearing them, Chief.
No. No, it's a nightmare, that's all it is. I'll wake up in a great cold sweat, and it'll be all over. Things like this can't happen. They just can't.
What's the next step, Inspector?
The evidence will be presented to the grand jury tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Then?
There's no question about getting an indictment.
See. And after that?
You'll stand trial.
Oh, good heavens.
And frankly, if you want my opinion, on the basis of the case we've already developed, Miss Lane will go to the chair for murder.
Stunned almost beyond belief, speechless in the face of Henderson's final statement, Clark Kent and Perry White stare in open-mouthed amazement at the police inspector. Again and again, the horrible phrase runs through their dazed minds.
Miss Lane will go to the chair for murder.
Again and again, they fight it off, unable to trust their ears. But slowly, the realization dawns that Henderson is real, that what they have heard is real. And no matter what the explanation, Lois is caught in a deadly web from which there seems to be no possible escape. What will happen? Has Dr. Bly, the master spider, spun the web too strong to break? Or can the brains and brawn of Superman rise to the dangerous occasion? This is the kind of test the Man of Steel has never before been forced to meet. So join with him as he fights for Lois's life against an unseen, unknown enemy. Don't miss a single episode of this exciting story, because strange things are going to happen. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.